Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse, trying to cover as much things as possible that remains in the New Hampshire legislature's things to do. And one of the big things that's coming up today, and we've been talking about it for the better part of the last week, and that is House Bill 648, which is coming up for a public hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And State Senator Andy Sanborn, who is not a member of the committee, but I just have to ask you about it, Andy, because this is really an important issue, I feel, for property rights in this state.
Yeah, I mean, you and I both know how strongly I feel about protecting property rights. Twice in my life, I've lost property to eminent domain. So I don't want to say I'm down on one side of it, but I've seen the backside of it twice. Once in my family when we were kicked out of our house when we were seven for urban renewal. And for me personally, right here in Concord, where I lost property to eminent domain. So protecting property rights is really at the forefront of an issue for me personally. But I also have to recognize the fact that we need to find a way to ensure we can maintain a level of service and reliability and access to energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it a little more complicated, like everything we see at the State House. There just never is a very simple answer of a simple up or simple down.
All right.
Now, specifically on the bill, I do have – so recognizing that we need to provide some ability for our utility companies or our government, because remember the eminent domain issue comes down to Department of Transportation if they want to put an on-ramp or off-ramp off. So it's more than just Northern Pass. We need to recognize that this issue is bigger than the one glaring light bulb that's coming down from Canada today. But specifically to that, the legislation talks about allowing – eminent domain to come into play when they're trying to protect system reliability.
Correct.
Now, for me personally, I say I haven't seen a definition of that yet,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't heard anyone ask what that is. And I think it's very important that if we're going to have the conversation as to whether or not a utility or the state of New Hampshire or a local government has the right and the ability to take your property – in this case, on system reliability, I want to see an exceedingly clear definition of that. At the same token, and you can probably answer this because you've been really tied into this.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes to the point where it has to happen, how are we determining compensation? I mean, for me, I say, what's the reasonable number? And should it be 300% of assessed value? Should there be some sort of a condition in there that says if someone owns, 150 acres in the eminent domain slice might just be an acre of their property. Should there be a trigger in there that gives the landowner the right to say, take it all, don't take it all?
Actually, I think that already exists in the statutes. I've heard that a couple times.
I have not read that in the statutes, but to me, very important issue is that if we're working to protect people's property rights, I believe we need to protect people's property rights.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and I'll counter, even if you say 300% of assessed value, that still might not be enough for people who have the emotional attachment to the land.
Absolutely. No
question. So
you
can never replace that.
Right. You might not ever be able to replace it. So I think it's an issue that we need to walk very, very carefully down,
mm-hmm.
recognize, like I say, it's not just Northern Pass, because we also have to think about widening 93, which I say on a regular basis, we will not widen 93 to Tilton before I'm dead, even though I'd like to see us do it. But it involves property rights and managing those types of issues. Specifically as it goes back to Northern Pass, a big concern that unfortunately is getting tied in with the whole Northern Pass project is what are we doing for our power sources in New Hampshire? We're having a real issue right now with cogeneration plants. The wood-burning plants are operating mm-hmm. without a contract. We've got some real issues that I hear Seabrook's having some challenges with Massachusetts trying to steal its transmission lines. We have the issue of Yankee that might not get its license renewed after Japan. So we really need to look at our energy production, and not just today but in the future, and really make some determinations about keeping it competitive. The most important issue to me is if we lose Yankee, if we lose the wood-burning plants, if we lose Seabrook, all of a sudden the race to the top kind of becomes very narrow, and one generator or style of generator might win that race, and then that's when we might lose any competitiveness. So we need to find ways to keep everyone competing and everyone competitive to keep prices as low as they can possibly be.
Yep, and that's a good, very good point right there.